老罩罩
大业。
Good morning, and now I'm on air of mydistry.hk, and by my side is one of the founders of a group called Aero Portal.
Yep.
And can you introduce yourself?
My name's Rob Luxton. So I started Aero Portal, which is founded in 2001. Mm-hmm. We are a creative studio and consultancy.
Mm-hmm. So how we meet Aero Portal is that this year we have some coordination with CogniFed, and they introduce Aero Portal to us. Then since that they have an installation in the venue, and so could you give us more details about how you meet CogniFed and how your installation starts to put in the venue?
Okay, how did I meet CogniFed? Actually, I went to school with one of the founders. When we first got to Hong Kong, we actually started up a group called Robot, which is DJing and organizing parties. And then I started my own company, did Aero Portal, separated, and Jay and Mike and Justin started up Clock and Flap. So actually I've known them since I was, well, at least Jay, I've known them since I was 15. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's two separate things. So there's always some sort of synergy to work together. And we had to do a proposal this year, like all other artists have to propose something, and we came up with a installation piece based on their concept, which was cosmic and communal. So we tried to create an installation piece that captured that. And do you want me to describe the actual installation piece? We're creating an installation piece called the Cosmic Bubble. So the idea is that we've created this structure that sits at the festival, and you kind of get attracted to it. It's this thing. So at night time, it'll be brightly lit and covered in mirrors. So it looks like almost like a spaceship or some, I'd say, space exploration vehicle that's on the grass.
How large is
it? It's reasonably big. It's about, I'd say, 5 meter diameter, 3 meter high, and then 2 entrance passageways. It's something that we could build in our studio. If we start getting bigger than that, then it starts getting really expensive. It's something we can build ourselves, because it's not a charity project. It's obviously a commissioned piece, but we still have to be careful with budget. So. It's big enough that we can manage. So people will be drawn towards this shape that's sitting there, so radiating out light. And the idea is that you walk into this structure, totally dark. Actually,
inside no light.
There's going to be some moving light, but inside is totally mirror surface.
Okay.
So, but very very small fragment. So when you walk in there, the idea is you walk in with friends, and we wanted to create a dome, like a half a sphere. So when you walk in there, you get I'm not sure how to describe it. It's like an echo. When you stand in the center of a round structure, when you speak or listen to music or anything, the actual sound sounds like it's inside your head, not listening. It's like echoes inside your head.
Okay.
So the idea is to create this space you walk into, and you can't focus on any particular thing. There's just lots and lots of light on the ceiling. And then hear the music or any sound or talking, so people can walk into this space and just feel a different type of energy.
Oh, so you're quite the experience.
That's the idea.
How many pimples will be at the same time inside?
I think we've got an entrance and exit, and it should allow free flowing and two series of curtains. I reckon you could probably get like sort of 15-20 people in there if you needed to, but we'd like people to sort of relax and sit in there and just listen to the music or hear themselves talking. There's going to be bean bags on the floor so people can relax. It depends. We're not entirely sure how people will interact with the structure, but we hope they'll sit in there and just relax. And
it's kind of, so is this near the waterfront? So I was in,
yeah, I mean, I mean the whole site is kind of near the waterfront anyway, but we've been situated in a new area, the West Kirling, that's opened up. It's some gardens that they've just opened.
Okay.
So we'll be situated out there. So I think we'll be away from the noisy areas. So I think the great thing about Clock and Flap is, whilst you have different stages, there's other areas that you can escape from the music, mm-hmm. and you can find a pocket, an area, like an artworks and installations. So it's not only music based, you know, so you can, people, visitors can experience and have a different.
So this time, is this the first time you have the installation in Covent Garden?
No, we've always tried to do something. I think the first Clock on Flat, which was at Cyberport, we made a pedal powered bicycle with that generates electricity as you pedal, that powers a motor that makes two big, very big pink wings. So you get on the bike, you pedal, and the wings would be flapping up and down. That was kind of like one of the first installation pieces that Clock and Flap had. So we always try to support and create something. I guess it was last year we didn't do anything. 2 years ago we did something called the Library of Curiosity, which was a red tent and a whole series of wooden boxes based on. I'm not sure if you're familiar, but you had during Victorian times and older times, you have maybe wealthy people or museums, and they have the collections of maybe the shell or the insect.
I see.
And they have the box.
Sample.
Yeah, like a sample, but it was kind of, but as the centuries develop, some collectors start doing some very, very strange things, collecting very strange and maybe join. Maybe example join.
The coin is the start or origin of a museum.
Well, so I wouldn't say so. It was the origins was like private museums. But they were like people would collect different things. But then,
like deer head.
There's the deer head. But then, example, you have. I mean, of course, there's so many different collections. Like example, like maybe animal skull or insects or something. But then people, some collectors, they start to join. Example, the body with a different head. We don't do that, right? Because the idea is like it's very like it's velvet, it's dim light, but we wanted to do it mechanical, and also we want to do it so it's for children and not scary, but quite funny. So we did these boxes. Mm-hmm. So you don't know what's inside the box. Mm-hmm. You push the button, light comes on, curtains open, and then there's something mechanical starts to happen. So the idea was to make it kind of. Create a sense of wonder,
so the audience get interactive.
Yeah, and also like the kids really want to. Okay. I mean, everyone likes to push a button. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the Cosmic Bubble, we haven't got any push button things, but we normally like to push a button. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if you're a child or you're an adult. Mm-hmm. Everyone pushes the button, and then something starts, and you can just watch something animated. Mm-hmm. So that for that particular one, it was a whole. I think we made 10 different boxes, and each box kind of had a different installation, whether it was a mechanical snail or a mechanical pea. Mm-hmm. There's lots of things. I'm not sure if anyone went to Clock and Flap 2 years ago would have seen it.
So, but now it's just your installation is already start to implement.
It's a large structure, and there's obviously budget constraints. We can't do something big and do it very, very fast. We need to do it slowly over time. So we've been building it for the last, month and a half. So it's slowly.
The general public can only see the installation when the Clock and Flat starts.
Yes. Yeah, maybe after. I'm not sure what we're going to do with the structure yet, because it's quite a big structure.
Clock and Flat is only 3 days. So I'm not sure whether after you'll
I mean, it's designed to be reusable. We're trying not to just throw things away. It's a very nice structure. If we can find a home for it or a use for it later, then it's so much the better. There's nothing worse than building something.
Or you can put in JCC.
Maybe.
Okay, so back to your company. So your company, besides of, I know it is a design company. What kind of work you do?
We do quite a wide range. Sometimes you wonder whether it's too wide, but we, like example, like the Clock and Flap and installation pieces. This is kind of the fun side that we like to do, because it's always nice, whatever you're doing as a company, to be able to do some creative things and just not worry too much is the business side. In terms of like the business, we do some events, actual like generic ones like for like brands. Mm-hmm. We also do things for exhibitions, so we build exhibitions. Mm-hmm. We also like design. My background is product design, mm-hmm. so we do some development with companies to create certain products. Mm-hmm. We do a whole plethora of different sort of projects, mm-hmm. But we started off producing and manufacturing quite a lot, like in-house, and slowly now
So you have your own factory?
We don't have our own factory. We have over the years we've developed a very good network of factories and manufacturers, both in Hong Kong and in China. Mm-hmm. And then obviously for some personal projects that kind of require more of a personal touch, mm-hmm. then if it's large scale, then we'll produce something in China or elsewhere, mm-hmm. bring it back to Hong Kong, and we'll do the finishing touches and make it more personal and more detailed. Mm-hmm. We also do a lot of tension fabric, which mm-hmm. is the white fabric or different coloured elastic fabric, mm-hmm. and that was kind of one of the first things that we started doing.
This is different from general fabric.
Well, I'd say it's
sketchable.
Yeah, it's similar to, I'd say, how to describe, like exercise clothes, you know, like swimming clothes. It's like the elastic.
Okay.
So it's not a new material, but mm-hmm. I mean, back in 1997, 1998, mm-hmm. we sort of discovered that you can start creating some very interesting shapes.
How do you use this kind of fabric?
Well,
sculpture.
Initially, we used it for changing venue spaces and creating installations and transforming a space. Mm-hmm. So, example, like the atrium area in JCCAC, we could totally encase that in fabric, mm-hmm. and do the lighting, change the whole feeling. Mm-hmm. So we started doing that a lot, mm-hmm. In big venues, because. Mm-hmm. Majority of the time, especially for an event, mm-hmm. the space or like the ballroom or the conference area, mm-hmm. it's kind of a bit boring. You know, mm-hmm. It's got its own style. Mm-hmm. But for an event, kind of want to neutralize or to mm-hmm. like not have too many strong elements. So mm-hmm. then we change the whole feeling, and then put all the lighting, all mm-hmm. the sound, all the projections, everything into this space. Mm-hmm. So we do a fair bit of tension fabric, and this one's. Whilst we do the freehand and the hand sculpting, so mm. each piece is installed point by point, we also slowly developed like the pre-calculated structure. So you'll sew the actual structure. Mm. So when you arrive in the space, mm. you just pull it mm. and you make the 3D shape.
So this time your work in carbon flat, you use this kind of?
Actually, I think we're kind of in discussions with them. I think we'll probably assist at least for one day, just to help do one of the stages.
What's the stages?
I think it'll just be kind of like just help them for the day. We're not entirely sure. We're still talking about it, but mm. yeah, just install some fabric or help something. But mm. it's not going to be very much from our side if we do anything.
I see. Could you? Introduce to our audience some of your previous work as it's interesting. I see in your website there's some photographs, some is very interesting, like you have make a racing car or a tram.
We made one tram that was for Sky 100. They wanted to promote Hong Kong. Icons and iconic, basically, and we were given the tram, and they wanted to use these small cans. We produced a pretty much a life size tram, mm-hmm. out of small tins, mm-hmm. and it's up on the lobby on the 100th floor, mm-hmm. of the ICC, with a series of mirrors. So when you look through Hong Kong, it's all reflected, mm-hmm. and working headlights. And it's kind of a nice thing for tourists to arrive in, mm-hmm. Hong Kong. Look at Hong Kong and Kowloon and sort of see this big tram installation piece. We've also, we create things for some companies. For example, we finished one recently which was using small plastic optical lenses. Mm-hmm. It's a company, mm-hmm. Company that produces, how to say, like this small magnifying lenses, mm-hmm. that goes into car headlights, mm-hmm. that then goes into Japanese cars. Mm-hmm. So there's a small thing that reflects or basically focuses the light. Mm-hmm. So the company wanted to, they're quite a traditional company. They want to do something more exciting, mm-hmm. present themselves in a new light. So we produced this installation piece with a whole series of lenses to create the shape of a car. Mm-hmm. And each one was lit with using programmable lighting. So they had this installation piece that sort of mm-hmm. like sat on the table. Mm-hmm. What else? Obviously there's things with the clock and flap. We did something else. I mean, of course, as a company, we have to do commercial projects. Mm. It's not always just like the creating art pieces that we really want to do as a company. But we always try to do something creative for every project we do. We did something with Monopoly and McDonald's. Mm. That was, we took the Monopoly game.
Oh, games, yeah.
You got the small, you got the dog, you got the shoe, you got the ship. Mm. Anyway, so they have these small metal pieces. Mm. So we took the 3D model mm. of these, worked with a factory up in China, mm. to using robot sculpting arms, very computer controlled, mm. and we made big, really, really, a very, very, very big shoe or boot, and a very big ship. Uh-huh. I can't remember what the other one was. So what we did is we made this fiberglass structure, mm. sprayed silver, mm. so it looks just like the Monopoly piece. And then we brought from Shanghai these electric tricycle. Mm. So we joined the two together, mm. and pedal power electric. So you could sit mm. in the shoe, in the boot, and then you could drive it. Uh-huh. So these were driving around Hong Kong. I think, they were kind of all over Kowloon and Hong Kong side. There's lots of different, and then of course there's all the fabric installation work we do.
So it's mostly you do some commission work. So will you do some artwork yourself besides of artists commission you to do? Or?
Yeah, I think the problem is because I'm running the company, and we pretty much it's a all what's it called. All absorbing work. It's like when I finish work, which is like starting early, finishing at night. It's quite hard to do my own personal projects, but I've got personal projects there. But I mean, the beauty of having commission work is obviously that there's given a budget, whatever it is, and you're given a time frame. Mm-hmm. Unless you're very, very lucky, and where you're very, very famous, where someone has to join the queue, and it's like in 2 years' time I'll give you some artwork. But the good thing is you've got. Example 2 months, mm-hmm. so it becomes very focused. Mm-hmm. You know that it's going to pay for the rent, or it's going to pay for your life. It's like, so then you can just focus on that particular thing. So then working on personal projects and painting, which is great, but
are you painting also?
I know I don't paint. I was looking at sort of seeing the easels. Whatever your personal project is, you can sort of slowly tick and develop things. And there's no real time frame for it.
Yeah.
Which is nice. That's kind of the great thing. It's like a very personal thing. So I've got my own projects, like a lot of sketches. I've started building certain things, but mostly it's kind of mechanical. Because I love the push button automaton activated thing. So I've written two children's books. Mm-hmm. Well, one children's book is complete, not published. Another is half complete, but this has been a long project, like too long. But this I want to translate also into a book and also into mechanical box. So the story is, if you read the book, you get to one box. That's the end in a mechanical installation. So this is something I'd like to do. I'm trying to find the time to actually do that.
It's a big project.
Yeah, it's going to take time to do it because mm-hmm. it really is. It's especially anything mechanical or moving mm-hmm. is takes an incredible amount of time because, for example, you push a button mm-hmm. and you need something a curtain to open mm-hmm. or something to move. Mm-hmm. Mechanical things break really easily, they're not mm-hmm. durable mm-hmm. or you don't get it right. It's just the development. A mechanical thing a long time. So,
you studied water design
in
school,
yeah.
and also mechanic?
No, well, it was kind of my main major was product design, but I didn't know at the time when I signed up for the course. I wasn't very good at mathematics, mm-hmm. wasn't very good at physics, mm-hmm. and when I signed up for the course, mm-hmm. creative based. Mm-hmm. Where they got assigned, mm-hmm. and yes, let's do it. Mm-hmm. They changed the structure, and it became more engineering. So I was forced to actually learn engineering, right. electronics, mm-hmm. physics. Mm-hmm. So it was, whilst I didn't really want to do it initially, mm-hmm. it kind of taught me a lot, because mm-hmm. I have to think about the detail, mm-hmm. and as I'm designing something, mm-hmm. it's like, is it practical? Mm-hmm. It's like, maybe like example, for an architect, for example, mm-hmm. they'll sketch something yeah. and then pass to
my helicopter sometimes.
Yeah, so not always practical. No, I'm not saying negative things about an architect, but for example, as you sketch something and then you pass to someone else, like, can you make that work? There's the concept, please make it work. So whenever I'm sketching, I always like think, that's just not right. Yeah, immediately. It's like, as I'm designing, mm. or my team's designing, I'm kind of thinking, well, that's just going to be too expensive. Mm. Not going to work. Mm. So I think that's a good thing about product design, because it's whilst we all do the large scale projects, not like we're not doing buildings or that sort of thing, but in terms of like events and installation pieces, we're still thinking about the very, very small detail. Mm. So that kind of, it's a nice base. So whilst your mind can go like very, very creative and in all directions, you know at the end of the day that, okay, it's just not practical because it's too complicated. Or it's going to take you not 1 month, it's going to take 1 year. So you can't always do it.
Mm. Yeah, so it's good. In some time, company in Hong Kong have only limited budget and very short time you have to finish.
Well, I think that's kind of pretty much, I think that's across the world really, isn't it? It's just like, yes. Hong Kong's obviously fast paced, very, very quick. If you've got the luxury or the opportunity and get paid good money and spend a long time doing it, then that's a great thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think this is much for today. Mm. And before we end, do you have any future project that would like to share with us about your company going to do in these 2 years?
I think in terms of a project, I mean, we're based on what projects come in from. I think where I'd like Aeroporto to go, one is we're doing more and more creative consultancy.
Okay.
We're still quite hands-on, and we still build things, but we're trying to move more into, complex structures.
Okay.
So like example, the cosmic bubble is a particular structure. Mm. We'd like to start playing more with structures, whether it's temporary structures or permanent structures, and you actually start playing with shape and the form, and also the mechanical side as well. So, so every project we get in now, we either, if it's not what we really want to be working on, then we're starting to say no on certain projects, but we're slowly trying to go in a particular way.
Okay, so thank you very much for Rob's for interview
with us.
And so we can see the works of Aeroporto in Cochrane Fest this year, which is the November 27th to 29th in West Carlin. So welcome again, and thanks again for us.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Bye. Okay, bye.